This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. And I tell you what, it does pay to listen to the podcast. We gave away $4,000 today.
Shout out to Ruth.
Well done, Ruth.
I loved her answer when we said, what are you going to spend it on? And she said, bills, obviously.
Yeah.
Cost of living.
We didn't love that answer.
But I love when she said, you know, I was in Big Dub yesterday and eyeing off these pajamas, but I couldn't justify $50. I couldn't either. But I love that that's what she's going to go spoil herself on. We're getting into the colder weather.
Yep.
For $50, Big W, are they?
Well, you mentioned that Big W was like a top retailer,
which
according to People's Choice,
me.
And you were surprised because you thought it'd be Kmart. But alas, Big W bringing in the goods.
Also, I can't believe Big Dub's got $50 pajama. You'd want to hope they're flannel and not flammable.
I thought you were about to say flammable. I was
they
like,
probably
God, you
will
not.
Be.
Jewel's asked for, and this is just a little sneak peek into my world. She said that she wants to get pajamas, a new pair for the hospital when she goes in. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely.
And she
goes, yeah, I've been eyeing off these bamboo pajamas.
I'm bamboo's great, especially, you know,
absolutely.
For comfort.
I'm in a position where I'm never going to say no, just for the record. And I'm like, yeah, like how much like we looking? She goes, oh, there's a really nice pair. I like $170.
For pajamas.
That's absurd, right?
That is absurd.
It's absurd. It's absurd.
I
don't know how to tell her this. I'm coming up with a way how, but I haven't figured it out yet.
You know what, though? I will say, so years and years ago, I invested in some Peter Alexander pajamas.
Expensive.
Still going strong. Their quality's changed.
Julia's got a couple of pairs that have, like, yeah, still going strong.
But I got them from the DFO, actually.
Same as Julia.
Yeah, because I don't pay. I'm not paying full retail on those
God,
things.
God, no. No.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Because they're like, yeah.
But I think if you think about it, though, return on investment, you wear your pajamas every single night.
Well, no, because she honestly wears them only one night and then she washes them. So, no, like that's
not
true.
How many pajamas has she got?
When I fold the washing, which I do, it's majority pajamas. Like all the time.
This is turning into a venting session.
You know what? It feels good. Hey, let's give people the letter for Alpha Bucks. Let me get it up now. So this is for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. Hopefully we can give away $1,000 cold hard cash. I don't know why I did it in that voice. It kind of felt right. Your letter is E for egg. Okay. Starting with E, name me an Olympic sport.
Equestrian.
Bang, done it. European handball is the other option there.
What? European? I was thinking of egg and spoon race, but they don't do that, do they?
No, not anymore. It got too controversial because I used
like
to.
I feel like they would have done egg and spoon race like in the 1920s. You know what? I can see that being like an, you know what I mean? Like an early one.
I can kind of see it. There has been
probably
a few random sports that have come and gone. So maybe.
Breakdancing's going to be in the Olympics. I'm looking forward to that.
The skateboarding was sick last time.
Was
that? Was that last year?
Sick?
Year before. It was so good. Seeing this little girl do it, and she was like, I think 15 or something. She was so good. Like,
shredding.
I was like, look at her bloody doing the half pipe. I don't know words.
Yeah.
All right, here's your topic. $2,000 is worth. This is what everyone's been hanging out for. So get this topic, do your research, and then try tomorrow on 131060 for our second last chance at $2,000 cash. Thanks to Telstra, satellite home internet. Your topic is planets.
Oh.
Just about Uranus the whole time. Actually, don't, because you could giggle and then ruin your whole
thing. You
know,
thing. We're not 5 years old. But you know what,
no,
Alan?
No,
that's a great topic because there's so many planets, right?
Yeah. Well, I personally believe the world's flat, so I don't, but I know a lot of people do.
But even if the world's flat, we're still on a planet, right?
No, I believe we're on a giant turtle's back.
Even swimming, a turtle's back has a little
swimming through the galaxy.
You know what? There would be some part of the internet
there
that is indulging on that.
That's a legit thing.
Is it?
It is.
Oh, my God. No. I do enjoy Reddit for that whole thing. You know how Reddit will have, like, subgenres?
Yeah, yeah.
And people will literally justify what you could put anything out there. Like something like that, and people will justify it. Like it's so wild.
Well, don't.
But I will say, I believe some crazy things.
Absolutely.
But then you know, I like to think I have an air of practicality about me.
Yeah, sure. I say that every time you're on a plane. We're coming down.
That is just pure fear.
Okay, that's all right then. Enjoy the podcast, and good luck tomorrow. If you get through, $2,000 on the line.
Wow.
Yeah.
For 30 seconds work.
That's it.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
The Fame Game.
All right, Carly, let's do it.
Yeah, so I test your pop culture knowledge, and much to your disgust, you've retained somehow, some way, It has seeped in a lot of pop culture stuff.
Now, today's topic was inspired from Alpha Bucks earlier this week, where I asked a simple question and you gave me a 37-second response.
Off the top of my head. And that question was around a handbag.
What was the brand again?
Birkin, which is Birkin. Going to actually be related to the first question. So okay. You said, considering you know so much on this, why don't you bring it to the Fame Game and test me on celebrity handbag connections?
Yeah, I thought that would kind of be interesting.
Bit of a niche topic.
Well, I don't normally... I always feel like I don't have a clue about any of them, and then I always nail it. So we'll see how we go.
How we go. Now, if you're listening yesterday, you'll know the answer to this one. Which luxury fashion house designed the iconic Birkin bag, famously carried by celebrities like Kim Kardashian and Victoria Beckham? Is it A, Chanel, B, Louis Vuitton, C, Hermes, or D, Gucci?
I don't know.
Alan!
I'm so sorry. I don't know. I honestly don't
think
know.
Think about it. Talk it out. There's a lot riding
all right,
on this.
So these are the people that created Birkin?
Yes.
I thought Birkin was the brand.
Birkin is the type of bag by a brand. Is it by Chanel?
God, I don't know.
Is it by Louis Vuitton? Is it by Hermes or Gucci? We spoke about this yesterday.
I don't know. I didn't retain it. I'm going to go Louis Vuitton because I know the name.
Oh, my God, Alan. This is a disaster.
What do you mean?
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's Hermes.
I don't know what that means.
Yes, you do, Alan.
I don't know
it's
what Hermes
summer inside.
Is. I don't know
you
what it means.
You just got to pull it together.
I don't know what it
We're hitting reset. Reset, okay. Alan, just put that behind you.
There's three
best
questions.
Out of three.
Yes, out of three, okay.
Refocus. Which actress and fashion icon is known for her line of handbags, including the popular PS1 style?
Oh, my God.
Is it A? You wanted this topic.
I
is
know.
It A, Kate Moss? B, Victoria Beckham?
Oh, God.
C, Sarah Jessica Parker? D, Mary-Kate Olsen?
Okay, these people all love handbags. Give me the name of it again. What was the start?
We've got Kate Moss.
Yeah.
We've got Victoria Beckham.
No, the name of the handbag. What was the name of the...
Oh, the handbag is called PS1 Style.
PlayStation 1 Style.
Not PlayStation. That's not what it stands for.
Okay. I'm going to go Kate Moss. Just because I'm taking a punt. I don't know. I just
you
feel right.
You haven't even thought
she
about
this.
She
loves handbags.
You're acting
she loves
erratic.
Them.
You're scrambling. You're
scrambling.
Getting desperate.
Is this not right?
It's not right.
Damn it to hell.
It's Victoria Beckham. P.S. Posh Spice One.
Oh, my God. Really?
I don't know, but Maguire did point that out.
Okay.
Anyway, let's move on, Alan. Let's just hit reset. Pretend that never happened, okay?
I always do.
All right.
Do it after every show.
Okay. Here we go. For the decider. Because my maths is bad.
Yep, sure.
Which singer and actress created a sensation with her Fendi baguette handbag, sparking a trend in the late 1990s and early 2000s?
Okay.
A, J-Lo. B, Britney Spears. C, Madonna. D, Rihanna.
Okay, what is a Fendi handbag?
Fendi is the brand.
Okay, that's not the
shape. Baguette is the type of bag from Fendi.
Does it look like a baguette, like food?
You know what? If it helps, I will let you look at what the bag looks like. Do you think that'll help?
Yeah, I'm going to look it up.
All right. No, don't you look it up.
Do you have a picture for me?
I'll show you a little picture here, just in case, because I don't want the celebrity to come up holding it. So there you go. That's what the Fendi baguette looks like.
Okay. All right. Fun fact. That didn't help. No, to glory.
Think about it. J-Lo, Britney Spears, Madonna, Rihanna. Who was rocking around? Who was papped all over town?
I'm
who
going
was going
Britney
to
Spears.
The club?
It's dainty. She was dainty. It's cute. That era seems about right.
Oh, my God,
Britney
Alan.
Spears.
I knew you could do it. I knew it was somewhere within.
Wow.
Woo!
Let's never
You're
do
back,
that again.
Baby!
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Carly, we've talked about this. I'm expecting a child. July. It's going to be exciting. I can't wait for it. And of course, with this comes a lot of other things, like events that are associated with this. And the baby shower is the next event that Jewel and I are working on. Originally, she didn't want to do one. She was like, I don't want to do one. And I'm like, no, we're going to do one. She's like, no, I don't like
people. Well, you get free stuff.
Well, that's the reason why she didn't really want to do one, because like we're quite in a fortunate situation. We're older in life compared to some people who have kids when they're really young. So we've got assets, we've got money, we can afford the things that we need.
Nice.
It's pretty nice.
Hence having a child.
It's pretty nice. But like on those big ticket items and stuff, we've been saving for this sort of stuff. So we've got the money put aside. So we don't really need things. So that one argument of like, hey, free stuff.
Yeah.
For Julia, she doesn't care. She's like, no, I'm good.
I love free stuff no matter what my
I agree, but she's just like, eh. So I've reluctantly talked her into it. We're going to be doing a baby shower, a baby queue, as we've called it. You've been invited to it.
I've RSVP.
And I respect the RSVP. Now, when I was originally planning this, my mum actually, of all people, gave me a bit of wisdom, a bit of advice. And you know what? It was actually some pretty good advice because she said, so what are you going to do about the baby gift situation?
Yeah.
And I went, she goes, are you going to do like a wishing well? We'll give you money. I'm like, no, that's gross. I'm not doing that. She goes, okay. She goes, well, are you, people just give you gifts then? I'm like, yeah, I don't care. I care. She goes, well, you've got to tell them what you want. I'm like, no, I don't. She goes, well, what will happen is a lot of people will go, oh, I'm going to buy cute little outfits. And then say they'll buy you like a wintry style outfit, but it'll be a size too big. So by the time the baby's the right size to wear it, it'll be summer. They can't wear the outfit. It's redundant. You can't use it.
Yeah. Logistical nightmare.
And I was like, oh, that sounds like a hassle. She's like, so what I recommend is doing a gift registry list and putting that in the invite. And then that way you can get what you actually want.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, it feels like a shopping list, but you're kind of projecting what you need shopping-wise.
I mean, practically, it is the right thing to do.
It is. And so I've done the list. Now, you've seen the list that I created.
You know what? I didn't even look at it.
You were mentioning it to me before.
I know, but I just knew that there was a list.
Okay. So if you have, well, the list is basically a bunch of boring stuff.
And I don't play by the rules, baby.
And I'm okay with that. So I've gone rogue, and you'll appreciate this. So Julia, as far as she is concerned, we have done the right thing. We've created a little registry list. It's got a lot of boring stuff on there, like little towels, you know, bottles, pacifier, like just really mundane, boring stuff. Essentials.
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyone that talks to me, I'm coming to them and, and they're saying, oh, yeah, the registry, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah. Don't worry about that. You go rogue, baby. You get me whatever you want to get me. The sillier the better. Costumes. Random toys that make noises.
See, that's where my head's at because I already had something in mind that saw that I wanted to get you. And it it doesn't fall under the practical banner because this is the thing. I, you know, funny you bring up when you're younger because I remember when some of my friends had babies quite young.
Yeah.
So they needed the help. You know, you get them the baby baths, the bigger things that they, you know, really need help with to set up for the baby.
100%.
You and Julia are there. So I can be silly with it.
Absolutely. And I encourage that behavior.
And I will be.
And that is fantastic to hear. So I set up the registry for people who, kind of like me, where if I got invited to a baby shower right now, well, prior to this baby on the way, I'd be like, I have no idea what to get.
And also, it makes for such a boring situation when you're opening every gift.
I know.
You're like, oh, the thing I asked
for.
Thank you.
That's what I said to Julia. It's going to be so boring.
Because that's my favorite part of a baby shower. Also / most awkward when they sit around and then you guys have to open up all the gifts in front of everyone and you really got to get your Oscar on.
Absolutely.
You really got to play it up being like, oh my God, another bottle. Oh, a bottle. Yay, a bottle. Whereas when you open up mine, I'm getting a genuine reaction.
Can't wait
I'm
for
getting
that.
The lols. I'm getting the, oh my God, this is so us. This is so fun. This is so memorable. This is so quirky, crazy.
Well, it might not be the most quirky or crazy thing there because I've done a second registry at Adult Shop. And I put it underneath. So
how full circle of you.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
When it comes to going out in group settings, a lot of the time there's a question that normally follows up when you're invited out, and that is, can I bring my partner to this? And sometimes it's an easy one to gauge, and sometimes for some people it can be a little bit more complicated than that, Carly.
Yeah, it can be. And I feel like there's nothing worse than doing something where you think there's no partners involved and someone brings their partner.
Absolutely.
It just changes the dynamics. And whether you like the partner or not, it's just, you got to really think about this.
We had this one thing where we would do like a kind of catch up with my radio school every year. And we'd all just go solo, like, because it was all people that were relevant to radio and people. When you're in a particular industry, you know that when you hang around people in the same industry, that's all you talk about. You don't talk about anything in the outside world. You get stuck into that.
Yeah.
So a lot of time we wouldn't bring our partners because we don't want to expose them to that. This one guy for like 3 years in a row brought his partner to the point where I think on the fourth year, people were just like,
how boring for the partner.
I know. And for the fourth year, people were just like, mate, what are you doing? Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
But
and
sometimes
we ended up finding out it's because she was worried he would cheat.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's Are they still? I hope they're not still together.
Got me too.
But what's really weird though is when you go somewhere and then everyone's brought their partners. Because I've had that with Russell before.
I do it all the time where I don't bring Julia and everyone's got their partner. They're
and
like,
I'll
where's
just
Julia?
Assume.
Where's Julia? Where's
and
Julia?
You're like, oh, well, I would have brought them, but I didn't know if this was partners. It is a logistical nightmare.
I always just sound more fun when she's not here. Means I can get my drink on. Party hard. Well, it has been broken down by one particular TikTok star, Bran Flakes. Do you follow Bran Flakes?
I don't.
Well, you should because he's dropping knowledge bombs like this.
If I ask you to do something very casual with me, just one-on-one, grab dinner next week, go to brunch, take a walk, and you look me in the eyes and say, okay, can my boyfriend come? You're weird for that. Sorry, that's codependency to me. Just because you're dating him doesn't mean I have to. Now, if I'm inviting you to go get drinks with me on Saturday and there's a big group of people going and you're like, hey, can I bring my partner? It's a reluctant yes. And if you notice, I put an asterisk next to reluctant because this depends on a behavioral pattern. Are you the person who is always asking if you can bring your boyfriend to everything? Because if so, I'm still going to say yes because it's not that deep. It's an informal plan. But internally, I'm probably going to be rolling my eyes.
Brutal.
But True. And, you know, I have a friend who brings their partner to everything to the point where I can't even think of the last time that I hung out with her one-on-one.
Yeah.
And what's so annoying is you have to kind of cater for the partner as
Absolutely.
Well. So we end up doing activities that are not just like what we would do if we hung out. And you know what is the kind of loophole to this rule is partner friends.
Yeah.
So he is friends with Russell, and sometimes it will literally be like us three because I've automatically not brought Russ because I want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
But she always brings him, and I get along with him fine. But it's like I want girl time.
Yeah. No, you know? I know exactly what you're saying. I've got a few friends who are like that as well, where their partner always has to come, and it's like, mate, I'm just trying to catch up with the boys.
This is my attitude, right? And this, my mum was actually shocked by this because sometimes when I'm heading out, she'd be like, "Oh, is Russ coming too?" And I'd be like, "No."
Yep.
And one day she's like, you don't take Russell to a lot of things. And I was like, I live with him. We're in a relationship. I love him. But also, like, I don't want to be socializing with him all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like in a healthy relationship, you need that separateness.
Julia doesn't want to
We're
go
not
out
Siamese
to these things.
Twins.
I'm sure Russell's the same way. Oh, in fact, Russell and Julia have very same energy.
He is so antisocial.
Absolutely. Because I'll say to Julia, like, we're doing this, then we're catching up with these people. And she'll be like, oh, my battery can't handle that.
I've learned to not bring Russell along because it's essentially the equivalent of having a three-year-old toddler. He will run off at any moment. He'll have a tantrum if he's not happy. He'll roll his eyes. Like, it is like having a toddler taking Russell to social events he doesn't want to be at.
But much like a three-year-old toddler, all our attention wants to go to them and not you.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and another celebrity has left the jungle, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here continues tonight at 7:30 on 10 and Catch Up on 10 Play. And the latest one to leave joins us now, Khan. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Doing well. How are you doing? Are you devastated? Are you okay? Are you living with it? What's going on with you?
I am very, very well. I had a nice big feed. I had a lot of coffee and a lot of chocolate.
Fair. And deserved.
Yeah, well deserved. Khan, I feel like when you see people go into the jungle, there's a few celebrities where you go, how are they going to go? Now, no shade, but I follow you on TikTok. I do know that you are a foodie and you live a very comfortable life. You were one of the ones I had a question mark over.
What do you mean? I've done Survivor. Of course, I'm going to be fine out of here.
That is true. That is true. But I think it was like, and obviously same thing as Survivor, the food element, because you are used to, even the way you do breakfasts are amazing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, look, I struggled a bit with the oats, beans and rice, but you know what? I came in with a couple of magic ingredients in my bag packed away that made everything a little bit better.
That was smart of you. It wasn't anyone's ashes that you were considering putting in food at any point, was it?
No, but you know what? When I saw her pull that out, I really thought it was salt and pepper. And then she was like, it's my mum and dad's ashes. I was like, oh, I'm just going to like backpedal now.
And that is the appropriate response.
Now, Khan, you are literally becoming the king of reality TV here in Australia with Survivor. You pop up on cooking shows as well. Now, I'm a Celeb. Is there one that you wouldn't do? Because normally it's I'm a Celeb for people.
I think that my reality TV show days are done and dusted.
Really?
This was the last show that I was like very, very happy to do. I think I'm just going to stick to the cooking shows from now on.
What about Survivor All-Stars or something?
Oh, my God. Don't even throw that into the universe because I find it very difficult to say no to things. But don't put that into anyone's brain.
That lasted not even 2 seconds,
Khan. Yeah, he's back in. That retirement was short-lived.
I'm so sad. Honestly, as soon as someone goes, hey, what about this? I'm like, oh, that's a challenge. Yeah, I'll do it.
That did not even last 2 seconds.
Kylie was telling me that she's been obviously following you on TikTok and that you've been in WA quite a bit recently. What's the reason for that? You just missed me or something?
Oh, my God. There is a cute gentleman that I met when I was in Broome. And we've been hanging around a little bit. So I'm actually heading over to Perth later this week.
Am I the cute gentleman? Because I'm unaware, but sounds great.
Honestly, we're always looking for a third. If you would like to be, no problem.
What a thruple. That would be amazing.
Sounds good.
So you guys actually met in Broome. That's so exciting.
Yeah, I was in Broome for Shinju Mitsuri, the Pearl Festival, when I was cooking there. And I'm actually heading back to do it again because I loved it so much. So I think he will be coming with me and he'll be like a little, oh my God, this is where we had our first date.
That is so cute.
I love that.
You guys doing a joint camel ride together. I look forward to watching that.
That is so cliche.
You're going to fit right in.
Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. Well, Khan, that's exciting to hear. Good for you. And good that you're out of the jungle. You can eat all the foods that you want now.
Oh, I'm so excited. Like, I've already got my KFC order in.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I love that.
What I love about that, as someone that is a KFC connoisseur, I love that there's a professional chef right now who's been absolutely killing it on the food scene who goes straight to KFC. That makes me feel better as a person.
KFC's awesome. Like, Wicked Wings, hello.
Yeah, absolutely.
Khan, just quickly before we wrap this up, obviously you were rubbing shoulders with a lot of celebrities in the jungle. Who was the most surprising to you?
Candace Warner. She has this hard, strong exterior, but once I got to know her, she's a massive softie. She's all about her family, her kids, and I really connected with her, and I love her to bits.
Aw, that's nice.
And also, she lived in WA for a while. Why don't we bring all the celebrities over here?
Yeah, do you know what? We'll go on tour.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that would be epic.
I don't know what you guys would do. I mean, you're going to cook, obviously.
She would just run around and swim.
Honestly, what I'll do is I'll do a cooking show over there, like a one-off, like an event, and I'll just have all those celebrities come through and just do a recipe with me.
Oh my God, that's great.
Actually watch the heck out of that.
I'm going to be honest, I probably wouldn't.
Alan, you would.
Yeah, but you're the third, so you have to.
Okay, yeah. That's right. I mean, contractually, I have to be there. Khan, absolute pleasure as always. Thank you so much for your time today, and well done.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, guys.
Alan and Carly, the podcast.
Alan, yesterday I spoke on the show about a bit of a bingle that my car was involved in. So essentially, someone has run up the back of my car. Now, I wasn't driving. Russ was. He was stopped at the lights.
Mm-hmm.
Coming a little too hot.
Yep.
No one was hurt, more importantly.
Yep.
But the back of my car looks like a crumpled bit of paper.
Yeah,
like,
so I got to check it out after the show yesterday. And yeah, it's a biggie. The boot can't open, eh?
No way. Can't open the boot. Yeah.
The lights didn't get smashed, but it's
lights
just,
are fine.
It's just that boot has just been like, just like the way I crunch up paper, it kind of looks like that.
And it's
just
also
been
dented in. Like it's like fully dented in. It's reworked
it's
the back. It's an innie.
Innie.
Now, as I said before, I had nothing to do with this. I wasn't even in the car when it happened.
You keep saying this like you were
well,
involved.
Well, Alan, you've started vicious rumours around the office that I'm a terrible driver. So every time we go away for work, you will tell anyone that'll listen. Carly won't be driving. She can't drive. She's not a good driver.
Well, because people ask the question who's driving and then I give them a clear answer that I drive and then somebody will be like, oh, but at Carly? And I'll go, now, absolutely not.
The rumor has...
You in Broome, I'll never forget it. Me hanging on and screaming for my life.
Okay, now that was one incident.
And that's all I needed.
That was after I insisted
you didn't drive. And Shelby's like, oh, let it have a go.
I hadn't driven a manual for a long time, okay?
Yeah.
Someone argue if they saw that.
Yeah.
But anyway, I feel like this rumor has caught on so much that people don't believe that it wasn't me that dented the car, right?
I had so many people,
because it's... My car was parked in the car park yesterday.
Yep.
I had people all day long messaging me, what did you back into?
Yep.
Because it looks like I've backed into something at great force.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, no, it wasn't me. All right, Carly, what'd you back into? No. Someone hit me. I wasn't even driving the car. All right. Don't be ashamed. We've all done it. Guys, I would own my mistake. I would own it. I would totally own it. Unless it's to the insurance company. But... I would own my mistake. So I just want to put basically stop these rumors now and say it was not me that dented my car. Now, I've even thought about putting a little note on the back of it because I can see now people avoiding me I can, and it is good though.
Well, that's
I,
a great thing with your driving.
Well, I parked at the shops yesterday. People didn't park near me.
Yeah, that's great.
I was like, this is brilliant.
Yeah, that's awesome.
People keep a safe distance now that I've got this, you know, smashed up
which
car.
For you is three lanes away.
It's making me think maybe I don't want to get it fixed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not really doing any structural damage to the car.
Yeah, but you need to open that boot.
Oh, that's, no, I'll just go in the side.
Perfect. All right.
But apart from the vicious rumors.
Yep.
Which, by the way, guys, again, was not me. I did not back into anything.
Yeah, sure.
Despite what everyone is talking about in the office.
Yeah.
I feel like it was you that spread the rumor.
No. Yes.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast. This is it.